Hi, who's there? Kim Longbons. Who is this? Kim Longbons?
Oh, where do you live, Kim?
I live in Wheaton, Illinois.
Oh, wow. You're way back east.
Yeah. I talked... Who did I talk with? Linda Nerstad yesterday.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, hi, Karen. And Kim, are you on?
Linda.
Linda. Good morning, Linda.
No. I was talking. I didn't know. Was that a voice thing? Like a recorded thing?
The boing is people coming onto the line.
Oh, okay. I get it. No, I was telling someone how I know you, Ruth. So that's why it said Linda. I said, oh, I know Linda Nerstad, and I think it picked that up, maybe.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Kim is brand new to the call. As a matter of fact, she's not even in Kim at this point. So we had a conversation last night with Linda Nerstad. So when you said Linda, Karen said Linda, I thought she meant that she was telling me Linda was on the phone.
Right.
So is that, did you hear Linda? Linda, are you on the phone? I just asked her. Don't hear her. So good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
And good morning, whoever else is on the call. Who's joined us?
Good morning, Ruth.
Kim.
This is me. I don't know how long I'll be here. Our lights are blinking, so we got a lot of ice down here this morning.
Good morning, Monty. As a matter of fact, I was going to say my lights blinked a little bit ago, too, but it's still 32, so, you know, I don't know. So I wanted to Karen, Linda, Monty, probably my life's going on, Monty's mine also. Take over the call, you guys. So, Kim, if I disappear.
How come we're supposed to take over?
Pardon me? If I disappear because electricity goes out, because you'll probably not have anything on the computer, but you can go ahead and finish the call for me if our electricity goes off.
Yeah, because right now my screen only says one moment, please, and it just keeps saying that.
Oh, mine's good.
Huh.
No, why yours is slow. Well, you've probably got more snow than I do.
Yeah, we do. I looked out the window and I thought, oh my goodness.
Well, I hope you can see out the window.
Oh, it's coming down big.
Kim, I'm so glad you're on the call.
There's Linda.
Hi.
Hi there.
You beat me on. It was pretty easy.
9 o'clock there in Chicago.
Yep.
So, we do welcome Kim. You want to tell us a little bit about yourself, Kim? Just a couple of sentences.
Sure. I'm 48 years old. I have two children. One with chronic migraines who's sick, and so we asked Linda Nerstad if she might be able to help us through Nikin to help our daughter.
Anybody? So thank you, Kim. Welcome to the call. And so does anyone have any experience with anyone with migraines? It would last maybe less than a couple of minutes, just a minute or two.
Yeah, magnets.
So what experience have you had, Karen?
Well, I've not ever had a migraine, but I've had friends who've had, in fact, I've had a lot of friends who've had migraines, and you put a magnet on and it just miraculously goes away.
Hmm. Okay. Very good.
That was a short testimony.
Yeah.
So has anyone else joined us? You know, Dennis and I have both been sending messages out on a system, and we're going to talk with them today because they are apparently not going out. And so if you, I guess I can send a message to you, some of you leaders, and then maybe you can send them out to some people, because they're not going out yet on the new IT system.
Well,
so it's about time. Okay. So, this is my day to talk here. I've got some fun pictures for you, and and so I welcome you all to the call, and we'll go ahead and get started, because I think we have quite a bit to discuss here. And before I start, is there anything anybody needs to say about any aha or something that's happened since yesterday? Probably a short time to do that. So right now we have a pretty small crew, so let's go ahead and get started. Sometime now I've been contemplating, I've been talking about all these chronic diseases. We've talked about them. Just a second. I'm going to quiet the boings, because I have a hard time trying to talk with those things. Okay. So for the last couple of years, we've been talking about the disease epidemics of cancer, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, all these different, we haven't been talking about them individually, but just as the fact that we have so many chronic epidemics of diseases, and that we want to have an essential crusade to help people to reverse these disease epidemics, because they are affecting our friends, they're affecting our loved ones all over the country. And if we don't know what to do about them, they will affect us. And so it comes down to more recently that it's been announced that the common denominator of these disease epidemics is an inflammation. And if that is true, then we need to know what causes the inflammation. So let's go from there. Two, what are the causes? The inflammation, but what are we going to do about it? And this is so funny. Last night when we were talking with Kim, and she was talking about, why doesn't anybody say anything about this? And I already had this kind of together. And so here's an answer, is weakest. People have been putting their heads in the sand. Drug companies are not going to be making any money if we find a simple answer. You guys, I'm going to mute you. If you want to say something, star 6. Or maybe I'll just ask you all to star 6 so that I'm not getting your noise, okay? Just star 6. Somebody still sounds like they're running on a road or something. Star 6. Actually, I think even if I mute you, you can star 6. I'm going to mute.
All callers are muted and may unmute themselves by pressing star 6.
Okay, that's much quieter, and you can star 6 if you want to say something. And I do want you to say something. I'm going to be asking you some questions, so if you have star 6, I don't have that noise in my ear anymore, so thank you. So as we were talking to Kim, she was saying, why isn't somebody doing about it? Well, why doesn't they've been going and asking for money for cancer and everything. They're looking for drug answers, and simple answers aren't what they're looking for. So they stick their head in the sand and don't want to have other answers. So if we've been being ostrich-like, just thinking about it, here this guy, he's just thinking about it, how can we help make the change, improve situations with our heads in the sand? What difference will it make, and what gratitude will we show having been gifted with the lives of beautiful earth? And that speaks as to why we're on such a mission. We want to make a difference, and we want to help people not have one of these epidemics in their future. So, here we are. how you like this picture. We've got information to teach, informing to do. We've got to open our mouths and get the message out. And that's what we want to do with this call, for one, for the call that we have tonight as well. Again, mainstream media doesn't get paid for our type of information, and they primarily aren't on our side. So why don't you guys try star sixing so that maybe we can go ahead and discuss this. Does everybody star six so that you're live if you're planning to talk? Okay. Hopefully you're live. Anybody say something?
Yes. I'm on.
Oh, good. Okay, great. So reverse, we want to reverse the disease epidemic, discomforts, and all these early deaths. So what are the causes of inflammation? Oh, I'm not, got my, trying to find my little, I don't want to write. We know that there are toxins. Where are the toxins that are causing part of the toxins are one thing that are causing the problem. So
Trans fats.
All right.
Well, the air, the A stands for air.
In the air. Gee, I wonder if I can write. I can. Yay. I haven't done the desktop very much. Okay.
Oh, water.
The W, in the water.
Food.
And in the food. Okay, what other, and then already said, in the food.
Trans fats.
The trans fats. Okay, anything else that, where we're getting toxins? Okay, let's go down then. Okay, so one of the problems we've been talking about for a long time is all of the toxins that we're taking in our air, in our water. We talk about quite a lot. We'll talk about that a bit more tonight on our WebEx. And then more recently, since they have really come out with the fact that the epidemics are from inflammation, from what? How do we get the inflammation? What is causing it?
The toxins.
From the toxins?
The W has to be water and food.
But a lot of inflammation comes from the sugars and the simple carbs that we take in, and also the animal products we take in.
Okay, in the food, which would be the acidic, is that Steve?
Yep.
Acidic food. And that's primarily what we're going to talk about today.
And soda pop, too.
I take it you don't consider food. Soda pop, a food.
I consider the soda pop my worst enemy. It's interesting. You know, I know better and I still do it.
Uh-huh. Also, we get inflammation just because we're not getting enough sleep. That's probably part of the stress, or vice versa. So, what we've got, so what are the answers to these? They're probably, I think most of the things would fall in these two categories. From the toxins that we take in, and then in these various ways, we show that, like I said tonight, and then from our food is huge. And then the other one is the stress. Hmm? So with MECAN, we have a lot of the answers to help some of these things. And this is just a slide to mention that. We have a way to get the toxins out of our water. I don't have a little pointer thing. It's not on my little sharing thing. So I guess you'll have to imagine I'm talking about the right-handed group here with the water on the right, and then the air purifier, and then the shower, particularly those three, would be helping us with the toxins. And then the sleep system in the middle would be helping with our sleep. I don't know if Mary Dean's on here, Mary Helen. I don't see her. Told us about just in losing weight, how much the sleep system helped her. And then, of course, our daily ones on the left, our daily pack, those things, the energy products. A lot of these in the left-hand ones are energy products, and having that more energy, like Karen mentioned earlier, that was one great way to get rid of headaches. And that's one of the reasons for that is it does cut back the stress, and you can feel it, almost feel it released when you use some of these products. Okay, so now let's go to the food, which we've been talking about primarily on our call, and the acid and the alkalinity. I missed my pointer. What if when you get started with this the program that we use as our health style program, that you start just over here in the alkaline side, eating foods for 4 or 5 weeks, deciding that you would use just these foods and notice how much difference that would make. And one of the things that you would notice might be that you might not feel better to begin with. I've heard several people comment that when they started this program that they felt like they maybe were a little sick, and they knew then that their body was cleansing. Does anybody have a report about this? How, when you started using, I know a lot of you have been on really healthy programs, and so I'm not sure if there's anybody that has noticed a difference like that. Let's share how you felt. We've got at least one guest on here that on our call this morning that has not ever done a lifestyle call or a program or a health style. Yay, my lights are getting dimmer. I would like it if some of you might share how this program has affected you for the first program or this one.
Ruth,
everybody speak up at once.
The first time that I was on this program, I noticed that I wasn't constantly craving certain foods, and I did lose, I think it was about 60 pounds. Being off the program, I did put back on at least over 20-some-odd pounds. But this time around, my motivation for being on here is because I have fibromyalgia, and I'm so tired of hurting all the time. When we first got the sleep system, it was very dramatic in how it helped me not to hurt. But as I get older, and I'm now 73, as I get older, my body just keeps slowing down. And so I ended up having the fibromyalgia. But changing my way of eating has made a very dramatic difference. I'm not hurting like I did.
So that means you're getting around more, or moving around more? I know you're a very busy lady.
It means I get a whole lot more work done.
I feel a whole lot better. All right. Thank you, Karen. Who else would like to share? You have to star six if you're talking. I can't hear you.
I'll speak up. This is Steve Crowfoot, Sandy, Utah. Program when we were on it before, just learned a lot about different things and how to be feeling so much better and to have so much more energy. Was able to drop 34 pounds in 9 months and just had so much more energy than I have now. And, you know, it was just a, just so thankful for Ruth and Monty and Char and Nancy and Jeannie and all the people that worked the call then, and just learned a lot. And I'm excited to be back on with Ruth, and as much as I love attempting to do the plant-based, I just never got into it, and just the Sears diet with modifying it with, for me, just a little bit, making sure that I worked toward my blood type with the book Eat for Your Type, and incorporating that in with the Sears diet really worked good for me, and I had lots of energy. It was amazing.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you, thank you. Anyone else?
Kathleen, I switched to using lots of olive oil on everything. No butter, but I'd use olive oil for a lot of things. And I can just tell you the reverse. I stood and ate some potato chips somebody else left a couple days ago, and my body feels rusted. I mean, just like crying, just could hardly, just thought I had the flu, and I think it's the trans fat in there.
All right. Well, might mention that Kathleen's probably trying to gain weight instead of lose weight. She probably disagrees with that. I don't know.
<I'm>
she
okay
can eat all the olive oil she wants. Okay. Thank you, Kathleen. Anyone else? You know, that, what Kathleen just said really brings up the theme that I've had forever in my pre-NECAN days and teaching about nutrition and that type of thing has always been to listen to your body. And so one of the things of, and why we want to start really trying to just stay on this alkaline side for a few weeks and listen to your body and see how it feels, and then after you've been on it for 5 weeks, when you're really being strict about what that you're staying in the green, really green columns, is then, okay, so now what if I add, as Kathleen did, something that has a trans fat? How do I feel? And with me, if I try something with gluten in it, how does my body feel? It's going to tell you if it likes it or not. You know, and Steve also mentioned the plant-based, that where you just are vegan and you don't eat in any animal foods. And so I was just really gung-ho and going along on that, and my hair began to fall out. My fingernails were talking to me. And so I thought, wait a minute. No, I just didn't feel like I had the energy I needed. And I'm not saying it's not right for some of the people. Dennis is on it, and he feels great with on the vegan plan. But it wasn't right for me, and so then I thought, okay, I just really got to have some energy. I'm going to be talking, and my brain won't even work. And so I boiled up a few eggs, and I ate one of those, and boy, I was just like scooting around here. I felt so much better. My body was telling me, yeah, that's good. Let's have some more of those. And that came also with listening to the Roger Drummer call and hearing him tell how many eggs he was eating and how great he felt. And so our body, you know, we can present a program, and which we have, and let's look at some of the others. This is the one that began to be based on the Dr. Barry Sears zone program. That's what he calls it, the zone program. And so it tells, he has how much you're supposed to eat, and the women are supposed to eat three of these blocks, which says right down here, and then men will eat four blocks for each meal, and then one block each for a snack two times a day. And so that works so well with the lifestyle. And I kept, when we had the lifestyle call, which about 5 years ago we did started 10 years ago for about 5 years, and that works so well for so many of you, that we decided to do this again. But now, instead of having, we have the best protein over here and the fair protein choices here and the poor proteins here, and we have a second carbohydrate page. But instead, since we started talking about inflammation, and that was obviously a part of the program for being healthier, because we were wanting to have an anti-inflammatory program. So using our chart that we test our water with primarily, I designated that these are the colors that would show the acidic and the alkaline foods, and use the Alkalize or Die book is what I use for the scale here, and they had a lot more numbers than this, but I didn't that was too many to put on the chart. So anyway, this has made quite a big help. Now, there was another change that I'd like to mention this morning about, see, it's on a different chart, about the snacks. And when I'm taking a class on Vashon, I've mentioned before, and it's about quieting inflammation, and by Kathy Abascal. And when we went the first day, she said, one of the things that you do is you do not eat after your dinner meal. And a long time ago, I never ate in the evening. I was not, after I had eaten my dinner, was not hungry. Even if I ate fairly early, I was not hungry. And so, again, listening to the body, but I followed the instructions of the program and have ever since, and having a snack in the evening. But as time's gone along, I just slept worse and worse. And if I got 5 hours a night, that was really a good night for me. But I just, this week, and at the end of last week, cut that snack out and had it earlier in the day. Sometimes I have two snacks in the afternoon because that's when I like to snack. Since then, I have not slept less than 6 hours. I think I've not even slept less than 6.5 hours. And so I'm sleeping so much better just because I cut that snack out. Now, I don't know if that's something your body wants you to do. You have to just see what it's communicating to you. But what my theory was before was that whatever you ate at night, that probably caused you to gain weight. And it seemed to me that when I didn't have a snack at night, I didn't ever gain any weight. I don't have a weight problem, but I started out, I lost 10 or 15 pounds, so I did have some weight to lose. That's not a concern for me, but it's a concern for a lot of people. So any comments on that? What has your body been telling you? If you're trying to talk, *6. You can say *6 unless I notice it. You can *6, except Steve. I think Steve's the one that's got the background noise. The rest of you can say *6 so you can talk. Are you all there?
I'm on mute with my phone. I'm not talking, so I don't think it's me making noise.
But I can hear it when you talk. That's fine, Steve. Thanks.
Okay.
I appreciate that. But I don't think what I'm saying is I don't think the rest of them have the background noise. Okay. Now here is the carbohydrate blocks, and here's what. I mentioned in our list of things that is causing the inflammation is overwork, anger, fear, jealousy, stress, all these things that cause stress, basically, cause inflammation, cause us to be acidic. And so stay calm. That reminds me of my husband Dennis, when anybody would get upset, or especially if you are kids, they'd be upset. He'd say, "Be calm." I haven't heard him say that for a long time. Be calm. You guys, any comments about what we've been talking about so far? Or what I've been talking about?
Hi, Ruth. It's Mary Lou.
Hi, Mary Lou.
Deep breath. Good morning. I've been trying to talk. I thought I had my own phone muted, and so I kept on muting it, but you didn't hear me. Sorry. Yes, just listening to our body, I've found that I'm a lot less achy since just being back on the program. So, and that was even when we first started walking, you know, my friend was telling me about another book that says that when your knees hurt and so forth, a lot of people say, oh, I just can't do that walk because I've got this arthritis in my knees and blah, blah, blah. But in this book, it says to keep walking because it'll walk through it. So I'm so grateful that she told me about that, and I can't remember the name of it, but I'll bring it to the call maybe tomorrow or something. Just her telling me about it, I haven't been there yet to pick up the book, but I got so excited. And that's our friend Jane Preston Green in Hawaii. So, she says, just get out there and move. And so we have. In fact, yesterday we walked 2.5 miles, and so I'm very, very excited that I'm back, that we're back on this program.
My goodness, that sounds great.
Yeah, and Lou, you have to brag about being in Arizona where you could walk 2.5 miles right now.
And I didn't tell you I was in shorts and short sleeve shirt.
Well, I want you to know I walked yesterday, but my whole entire walking was through my kitchen and my living room and back again.
I went out and walked in the snow. Oh boy, I think I could get double time for that. It was hard walking.
No kidding. That's almost like walking in a real sandy beach.
I think, yeah, it was harder. I had really heavy boots on, too.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, you know, if I did this every day, I think I would put some weights in those, and then I would have even heavier feet. I didn't have any my cardio strides on to help me to get more cardio and more exercise out of my exercise. Okay. Anybody else want to comment?
Oh, I wear my, it's Kathleen, I wear my cardio strides all the time. It just makes such a difference to me. I just love wearing them, and it tones me up, and I stand up straighter. As soon as I put them on and stand up, I feel better because I know I'm standing in better posture.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay,
what is it?
Thank you.
If you wear them for a couple of weeks, it'll reduce something by 25%. Can't remember what that is this morning. But they're great.
I don't remember. Okay, thank you.
Are we going to get those back, Ruth?
Not that I know of.
Yeah.
We'll see. Okay, now on this chart, this is our 10-point day chart. Usually I start with this, but I put it at the end today because we're discussing the problem to begin with, and now this together with the food charts and things, and knowing that the breads and carbohydrates that are clear at the top of the pyramid that we just, this pyramid, there's those breads clear up here. Primag water, really essential to our health, and then all those fruits and vegetables, and I was hunting for this in, pyramid and on my Bing clip art, and I found all kinds of them. Of course, all the breads and all the carbohydrates were down here. The FDA or the USDA has been having the food charts upside down for so many years, and I don't know what their purpose was there, but now they're up here at the top of the point where they belong, and then that turned out to be Dr. Sears' pyramid. He even had the water on it. I was so amazed. And, I guess we are in the right place here. And so appreciate that. But then what I did on this chart that's a little bit different than maybe the one you printed out previously, number 8 and 9 are the two snacks. And the snack at bedtime is not listed here. If you feel that the snack at bedtime is your body's telling you that's what it needs, well, then you can just check it off up here, and you can eat it whenever you want to. So give that some trial and see what your body has to say to you, what works best for you. Any questions or comments in using the chart and journaling? This is a chart for journaling, that you are getting your points in your 8 servings of water and getting your sleep, hopefully on a NECAN sleep system with all the magnetic energy in it, helping you to release through the night the toxins and everything as your body processes somewhat all that it does during the night, and restores all of our cells like they're supposed to be, ready for the next day. Exercise, the nutritionals, and then the exercise before each meal, getting your keeping your metabolism going. One of the things that you can do is walk while you're brushing your teeth. Walk further to this store. Everybody's probably heard some of those.
Ruth, the one thing I'd add, mainly for Kim, because this is a first-time view for her, that each of those 10 items add up to 1 point, so you have a total for the day with a maximum of 10.
A perfect 10.
And if you don't get a perfect 10, that doesn't matter, right?
Well, I don't know if it matters, but we're not going to come and slap your hand.
Me, when we did the lifestyle before, I never journaled because I don't like to write. And so I don't even like to write letters. So for me, I never got a perfect 10, but I still lost the weight.
But you still did the things.
What?
Maybe you didn't get a 10 because you didn't journal. Maybe you got a 9. You were still doing all these things even though you
yes.
didn't journal.
Exactly. And that's what I was trying to say is that if you don't get a perfect 10, you'll still lose weight. If it's just journaling that you're not doing.
Okay. So then we have a starting point, and we talk about this primarily on Tuesday with Martha Sue, who is on the call. Haven't heard of her yet. And so there we are. There's some of us you've heard speaking today. There's Mary Lou over here, and Karen is in this picture. I need a picture, Karen. And with Karen and Clyde talking at our house at a meeting. And then
Monty and Margaret.
Up here. Monty and Margaret are on there, and they have been talking. Monty is up here, and he will be even running our call tomorrow, 7 a.m., same time. And so he does a fantastic job, and we love having him with us. And he was with us through the lifestyle program call. Here's Martha Sue. She's our Tuesday person. And Mary Dean is our
Wednesday.
Okay.
I have a question.
Good. Questions.
This is Mary Lou. Karen brought that up about the journaling. I've been taking a point for journaling because I simply make sure that I've done all those things. And then I just flip my sheet over and write on there how I felt or if there was something different and if I, were achy or didn't sleep good. I'll write down what I maybe had eaten different that previous day. And
well,
I hope
that's the important part.
Journaling. Does that count
that's
for journaling?
I think that's the most important part of journaling.
Okay.
That you note how you felt, and then writing down what you ate, and so that then when it occurs again, wait, I feel this way again. What did I eat last time I felt like this? I feel great. What did I eat? It makes so much difference. You are what you eat. You feel what you eat. You feel what you eat. That's a different one. Okay. Any other
questions? Ruth, I have a question on this chart that you changed. At least from my screen, it looks like we're missing 8 and 9.
They're right there after 7.
Oh, there they are. Okay, gotcha. Okay, my mistake.
Okay, that's okay. We could probably, I just put them in, happen to put the one snack in with the other snack. Okay?
Yep.
You guys, thanks for joining us. And usually I certainly don't talk this much, and I really enjoy hearing you talk more. But there's a few things that I just wanted to cover about the inflammation. And probably on Thursday we will have a more information day. I've got some other topics that I would like to talk about. And if you have topics that you want to have covered, we can do that too. So thanks for joining us. Have a great day, and we'll talk again tomorrow. And I'll be listening, and Monty will be talking.
Okay, thank you.
The rest of you. You're welcome.
Thank you. Thanks,
you're welcome.
Bye, Kim.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hope you're on my call tonight.